You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. The Golden State Warriors preseason starts this coming Saturday. Earlier this month, as something of a warm-up, they made one of their regular visits into San Quentin State Prison to visit with inmates and shoot some hoops. And they usually win. Now, this is not Steph Curry and Kevin Durant on the court. It's general manager Bob Myers and other staffers, including some Division I ballers. But this time around, the San Quentin Warriors won in a thriller. Our next story is about that team from our partners at San Quentin Radio.
San Quentin Radio, bringing you informative educational stories from the inside out.
In order to make something grow, you got to own a little dirt.
You don't tell. You see what goes on?
Because I like to be free. I like to move about the land.
You could hear a pin drop, and all of a sudden, you heard this.
My name is Rafael Cuevas. I'm 35 years old. I'm the head coach of the San Quentin Warriors. I arrived here in 2012, and I played five seasons as a point guard on the team, and this is my first year coaching.
My name is Anthony Ammons, 32 years old, and I play for the San Quentin Warriors here at San Quentin.
Jason Boo Robinson, 39, and I'm a rookie, first season, San Quentin Warriors.
So in the very beginning, I think I took it for granted that it was going to be easy to coach this team with this much talent. And my vision was like to be this dominant force that won every game by 20 points, you know, and everything was just going to fall in our hands. But it's not as easy as I thought it was going to be. Not at all.
Ball's going the other direction. That's what happens when they miss it. Bob Myers not going to say nothing.
We did a thing the other night that I thought was stupid, going around a track, getting to know your teammates. My personal opinion is I had 102 years to life. Why would I want to get to know my teammates? I'm playing basketball to get away from my problems.
I think the biggest part of the program is working together, putting in all the work consistently as a team, and trying to work towards a positive goal.
But it actually worked. It actually made sense after I went back and reflected on it. I understand it now.
I respected the system when I first seen Rafael at the very first tryout where a guy showed up late. And when I seen him say, give me 4 miles or give me 8 miles, I knew that he was really serious about not showing any favoritism. So that's when he gained my full support.
We didn't cut anybody. That was something we wanted to do from the beginning, was make the program welcome to everybody who wanted to participate and give them an opportunity to be the best teammate that they could be. So we ended up with a lot of different guys from different races, different social groups. Some guys are friendly, some guys are not friendly.
At first I was like, where are we going? What I did not understand is how hard it must have been for him to coach his former players.
Guys will figure out that their minutes are going down, and then I'll explain to them, well, I asked you to do this or that, and you didn't do it, and I have a problem with that. And it has caused friction with guys that I'm really close to, that I really like. And I had to address them privately and say, you know, this is not about mine and your relationship as much as it is about me trying to bring this team together.
To tell you the truth, it's been real therapeutic having him as my coach, because he don't see my faults. He see what I can do better, and he actually encourages me to strive hard and let me know that I'm not bigger than the team and that I have to do my part.
I noticed that I felt like I lost my identity, because nobody calls me by my name anymore. And everywhere I go, people are like, hey, coach, how you doing, coach? I'll be playing pickup with the guys, and they'll say, hey, nice pass, coach. And I'm like, what happened to Rafael? Like, where did that guy go? Which I guess I have to take it as an honor for guys that recognize me as a coach. I'm a local guy raised in San Francisco, and I had to cancel all my Saturday visits because I was going to be busy coaching this basketball team. But I really value this program in my life, so it was something that I felt that I needed to do.
I consider team family. Coming from my background, being involved in gangs and things of that nature, but this is my first time actually ever being able to do something positive where I have a supporting cast that believe in me and that push me and encourage me when I'm doing something positive.
I know that it gives me a focus and it gives my players a focus.
And although I go to self-help groups, being on this team for the first time is like therapy to me.
At halftime, we meet in the circle and we pray. Or there's guys that quote, you know, their spiritual beliefs as to this is how my light comes into the life. And there's usually an inspirational story from players from the outside, from players from the inside, from guys that are part of the program that don't play, and from guests.
Everybody has a bad habit of this. Would y'all take a shot, think you should make it, try to get the steal. Sprint back on D to your area.
In prison, we had this thing called overfamiliarity. We're not allowed to hug people. But when the guys come here from society, I find myself battling to break them laws because they're like family to me. So when I see them come in, I look forward to it. And when it's time for them to leave, I hate it because I don't want to see them go because that's like a part of me leaving.
Over my course of being on the team, I've learned that you have to put yourself in other people's shoes to see where they're coming from.
Now I understand a lot more because I've had to take apart the layers of it and deal with guys on the side and talk to them. Why are you being so resistant? Why is it such a problem that when I ask you to do this, you don't want to do it? And I can't convince you to do what everybody else is doing. And that came up so much that I realized there's a lot of personal work in coaching. It's very relational.
We all support each other. We all love each other. And it's about each one teaching one.
And that's the difference. Now I want to play for my teammates.
For me, the program was life-changing. But I think anybody playing on this team, it's a memory that they'll have forever. This is a very unique opportunity. As hard as it is, as much energy and effort that I had to put in, and with the results that I'm slowly getting, it just means so much. I'm truly honored to be the coach of the San Quentin Warriors.
We got it, we got it. Just anxious right now. We're going to get it together.
Feed the ball over to the Phenom on the left side. The Phenom got the ball.